Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's all-in-one whole body shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition chocolate mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.
And the gloves are clearly off in Lancashire. And we look forward to that fight. And the opposition keeps saying to us, oh, well, in the past, you know, it used to be the opposition would chair the scrutiny committees. And we said, well, you didn't do a very good job, did you? And so we're not playing by the old rules. So we are chairing every scrutiny committee because it's the end of the day. It's our name on the ticket. But we had Nigel Farage up here. Who said exactly the same about the House of Commons. He said, you look out in the Commons and you just think, what on earth? These people have absolutely no idea what they're doing. We're here 7:30 to 7:30 and weekends as well. I mean, we just are absolutely non-stop, but I love every single second of it. And I know everyone else does as well.
And a warm welcome to the Reform Party podcast. Over the last few months, Reform have been stubbornly ahead in the polls, and this seems to have created a situation whereby all of our opponents have lost their minds, and the attacks on Reform have been incessant and universal. Nigel was a teenage Nazi and fiddled his electoral return. But in particular, the attacks on the councillors representing the councils we took over in May of last year has been excessive. And there was another example of this at Prime Minister's Question Time this week.
Before May's election, Reform intent promised that they would improve services and cut taxes. Instead, vital services to older people and those with a mental health condition provided by great organisations like Imago and Involve is to be cut and taxes are going up. Would the Prime Minister agree with me on two things? That given the additional money for the county through the Fair Funding Review, it's beyond belief that Kent are cutting services that vulnerable people rely on, and that their so-called DOGE unit that we were told would eliminate waste actually stands for deluded, overconfident, gormless and embarrassing.
Well, it sums up very well how this community can be utterly let down by Reform. Whilst the member for Clacton is making excuses about his behaviour at school, look at what his party are doing across the country. Chaos in Kent. In Hampshire, their mayoral candidate says the Deputy Prime Minister, a black British man born in this country, should go back to the Caribbean. In Staffordshire, Reform's leader has been exposed as a white supremacist. It's not a coincidence, Mr. Speaker, because chaos and division is a member of Clacton's life work.
And of course, this was a particularly brutal attack because it was done at PMQs, our politicians did not have any kind of right of reply. So I thought for this week it would be worthwhile to research just how in fact our councils are doing, and who better to tell me than an old friend of the podcast, Simon Evans. Simon was elected to Lancashire County Council in May of last year and was appointed as deputy leader, so he really knows what's going on. So I began by asking Simon how things were going.
Going very, very well indeed. And subject to whatever you may hear, I heard on Sunday on BBC Politics show two Labour MPs saying that both Lancashire and Kent, which are both run by Reform, is in chaos. And actually, nothing could be further from the truth. Lancashire now is one of the best run councils in the country, as is Kent as well. So this nonsense that people are being fed, I think, needs to be taken on and replied on, which is what I hope to do today.
Good. Yeah. Well, I mean, 6 months, what would you say have been the successes of over the 6 months?
If we look at the 6 months, we've identified 1.7 million savings on smarter software. So things like how people get their blue badges has now the time being drastically reduced. Highways have a financial saving target of 3.7 million. One of the big successes, I would say, and we knew this when we arrived that it was really important, although maybe a dull subject, is potholes. Well, we had the highest amount of potholes in the country when we arrived just over 6 months ago. That was 90,000 potholes, and that was the highest in the United Kingdom. We've reduced that by 42% in 6 months. So, that's thousands upon thousands of potholes that have been repaired and repaired properly. Even more importantly, we have a single provider now called Multivo, who have one of these big clever machines that goes around and does it. And we're the only one in the country to have that. And the repair quality is much better, much longer, and guaranteed as well. So that's a huge benefit to residents of Lancashire. But I'll give you an example. Is when we arrived, what they used to have was two fellas driving around in a car, and one would be driving at 12 mile an hour, and the other one would be sitting in the seat mapping the potholes across the whole of the county. Now, Lancashire's a massive county. 1.7 million people, huge geographical. That would have taken 2.5 years for them to map all the potholes in the county, not just fix them, just map them. And what we did is we invested in AI cameras that specifically map the black holes. That saved 2.5 years' work. They did it in 6 weeks.
Great.
So a different, different new approach to doing it. So, common sense again coming through. We secured 20 million in central government funding to support delivery of targeted employment programs. We've successfully secured approximately 57 million through levelling up fund to look at new innovative business models. I'm also not only the deputy leader, but I'm also the cabinet lead for children and families. And we're setting up 14 new children's homes to complement our 15. Now, Lancashire has got more children's homes than London and the South East put together. And the reason that is that people involved in this business realize that property is a lot cheaper in Lancashire. So they've been buying up, and a lot of private homes have opened up. We don't want to be paying out. Yeah, you can be paying out anything from 8,000 up to 20,000 per week per child. Now, that's massive money when you're looking at hundreds of children being accommodated. So we're developing our own provision to complement our already 15 children's homes, so we'll have over 30 within the next year or so. And that means we can take them back into our care, give them better care, quality care, but that's at £5,000 a week per child, which is still far too expensive, but it's far cheaper. So again, saving absolute millions. SEND, special educational needs for children, that is bankrupting every single council in this country, no matter what political colour. So one of the big parts is transporting. We have a legal duty to transport children to school. We can't not do that. We have to do that by law. So what we've done is, rather than pay out for taxis, which are just costing an absolute fortune, and we're talking about 5 billion a year around the country here, we've invested in 50 minibuses, which is far cheaper, and children can be round robined around the school rather than paying out taxis. Also, with SEND, the backlog of assessments for children was through the ceiling when we arrived here. And we've thrown resource out. We've thrown new AI skills. We've thrown new resources at that. And by February, end of February, that backlog will have gone. Now, that's massive consequences to parents who are waiting for their children to be allocated where they're going to go. We've successfully reduced waste disposal, a saving of 400,000. In East Lancashire, we resolved a long-standing waste challenge, which is saving us now half a million. We've secured 10.6 million of public health grant to deal with alcohol and drugs. And we've achieved savings of over a million in May by the reducing of agency staff for adult healthcare.
Spring cleaning and sort of tidying up at the edges, from what I can gather from what you're saying, but making real savings.
Fundamentally big savings that we're making. And we've got our DOGE as well ongoing. We've got our DOGE ongoing. Now we can't reveal that yet because that all ties into the budget next year.
Right.
And what we did discover was that the Conservatives prior to us, who were in charge for 8 years, had bought 500 million. I repeat that, 500 million of government bonds, which are tied in for 90 years. Now, people say to me, why did they do that? I have no answer. I don't know why anyone would do that. But that's had a real detrimental effect upon our budget. So balancing the budget is very, very difficult. So we've got Doge in. We've got
Can I ask, is this Doge coming from head office, or is this your own people?
No, this is our own people, but we've also got one of our councillors who's a national lead for DOGE, Councillor Dwyer, who's been leading it. But to be fair, the chief executive of Lancashire and the executive officers have been fantastic with us, and they have worked day and night identifying difficult savings that we have to make, 40 million this year, 50 million next year. I mean, we're never going to be in a position at this moment in time where we can sit there and go, fantastic, we've got millions of pounds to spend on whatever we want to spend it on.
And tell me, Simon, have you asked these officers why it is, if they're able to do that for you, why did they not do it for the previous regime?
Well, that's a very interesting question. I was in a meeting with one of the executive directors the other week regarding some areas, some stuff that needed doing in my constituency of Skemmersdale. And I said, look, why can't we do what I'm asking you to do? And he said, we can. He said, but do you know what? He said, what we've noticed since reform have arrived, the demand on the executive directors and on departments, it's like nothing we've ever known before. You expect so much out of us, and they are delivering. They really are. They're playing the game, and they're working with us, and they've been great. So no complaints whatsoever about them. We've been well received here. But he said we've never been requested to have this amount of detail and this amount of quality service before. And I took that as a real compliment. Because obviously the previous administrations, I think, had just given up and run out of ideas, rather like the national government. They've run out of ideas. So we've also passed the following motions since we've been here through council. Tackling violence against women and girls, the flying of national and military flags above council properties, free speech in Lancashire, cancelling all net zero and decarbonation in Lancashire.
Good.
Deconstruct of equality and diversity in Lancashire County Council. Civic pride, which has just been passed for Lancashire County Council, and ensuring local elections in 26 are not cancelled. So we've been busy.
Have you met a lot of resistance, for example, from unions to these kinds of reforms?
I'm sure privately they're fuming. I'm sure they were fuming just when we got elected, but we've had no formal contact from the unions at this moment in time. I'm sure that will come. We've had no resistance, or very little resistance, from the executives. We are now, just in the recent weeks, experienced a huge, huge campaign against us from opposition parties. And the gloves are clearly off in Lancashire. And we look forward to that fight. But what we're importantly doing is keeping going and keep doing what we know is right and what's common sense. It's mind-boggling. On the national, not just on a local level, but also on a national level, the incompetency that's been running both this country and this council, and I mean that politically, not the officers, for the last 200 years. You know, things that have been. I mean, you take net zero, net stupid zero, for an example. You know, we live on an island that is underneath it has oil and gas, which has the capacity to have complete security of our energy generated by ourselves. And what do? We do net stupid zero, which is putting on. You know, Labour said they were going to save £300 this election.
And tell me, Simon, you say that you managed to get the net zero stuff and the diversity stuff out of the council, but my understanding was that a lot of that came from primary legislation, and I had thought it might be very difficult, for example, just to cancel the.
It is, and there's certain things we can't do. You're right, because there is primary legislation.
So what can't you do?
Well, what we can do is ensure that everything that isn't within primary legislation, that we're not having a net zero emergency here in Lancashire. I mean, just grow up. You know, it's ridiculous. So everything that we can get out of Lancashire policy, we are. And that has big knock-on effects in terms of contracts. You know, there's an awful lot of stuff in contracts that private companies or charities tender for through Lancashire County Council, and yet they have to also jump through these net zero hoops. And it puts them off, quite frankly. So we can get rid of a lot of that in the tendering process. But you're absolutely right, Ken. There's some primary legislation that we on a national level we can't do anything about. And a good example of that is equality, diversity, and inclusion, or whatever it's called. You know, we get inspected by Ofsted and CQSW and lots of different organisations. We have to have a certain amount of that within our policy to complete that.
And until we can take power at national level and repeal the Equality Act, there's nothing you can do about that, because it's got its tentacles everywhere.
I'll give you a really good example. Now, it's possible I could be elected MP next year. All right, there's possible by-election in my seat. Now, one thing I'm going to do, let's say I'm elected, just for argument's sake. One thing I'm doing, I'm going to put in a private member's bill to get rid of the diversity and inclusion and the net zero. Nonsense, because we have to on primary level get rid of it, because it's hindering, holding back local government. And one of the things I'm going to do is a private member's bill. I sit in the seat of West Lancashire, and there is Ormskirk Hospital, which has children's A&E department in, no adults. That's all being moved to Southport. Which, for lots of reasons, is such a bad idea. And I'm going to put it in a private member's bill to guarantee that for every 100,000 population, that there has to be an A&E provision for both adults and children. Because it's not planned properly. It's done on such a local and ad hoc basis. So these national policies that we need to change, this primary legislation we need to change, is essential, because it is affecting local government. Now, look at Lancashire County Council. We have a budget of 2.1 billion, but we're 1.2 billion in debt every year. And that's because a lot of this is driven by national legislation and justice.
You mentioned earlier about the SEND, the cost of SEND. Until we can get in and actually do something about it, I mean, as long as you have primary legislation whereby people are told that if they get a diagnosis for their child, and they will then get more money on universal credit, they'll get the kid taken to school. There's so many things. Now, why would you not get, if your child's a bit strange, why would you not get a diagnosis of autism or ADHD or something?
Yeah.
Because it's in your interest. And it's just huge numbers now.
I I've seen this before I was elected. I think you know I was in social work, as a lot of people I know are. And you know, that's primarily seen as left-wing hippie social workers. Do you know what? I worked with a lot of older social workers, being my age, and they're sick to death of turning up at people's houses where they got turkey teeth, Range Rover sitting outside, in very expensive, well-turned-out houses, all in designer gear.
Yeah.
And their children are on send, and they don't need it. And what the crime is there is the absolute massive uprise in send provision, which is being driven by exactly what you said, is squeezing out and having an effect on those children that really do need, because there are children who have got special needs, and some very profound special needs as well, and they do need special provision, they need funding, but it's being bankrupt by others that, as you say, are doing it for financial reasons.
Correct.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
And tell me, there was a whole tranche of councillors were all elected into Lancashire together.
53 of us, yeah.
How have the other councillors developed over the first 6 months, would you say?
Wow. Now that's really interesting. They have developed beyond anything we could have ever imagined. I tell you what's happened is they've put my faith back in young people. Because I'm a 60-year-old grumpy man. You know, I like to go to the pub and sit in the corner and moan about everything with my friends and how life was better. We have got good at least 10, 15 young counsellors. I class young as under 30.
Yeah.
And some of them 23, 24. My God, their brains. And their enthusiasm, their knowledge is phenomenal. They are so talented and so engaged. And yet all the councillors, when you go into council chamber on full council chamber day, it's quite an intimidating building. It's quite an intimidating process to go through. And at first, of course, people were just feeling their way. Now, we are constantly, virtually every full council, all councillors are getting up, and they're so confident speaking and so skilled outwitting, which isn't hard, the opposition, because you're not dealing with much there at all. I don't mean just in capacity, I mean brain capacity. But they've become so good at it. They really have. And so knowledgeable now. They know what they're doing. They know legislation. We've got a young councillor called Mackenzie Kitson, who is from Rossendale area. And if you go onto my Facebook, for example, there's a post of him from two nights ago where he's also a Rossendale Borough Council. And he just takes them apart with legislation of why what they're doing on a certain project is wrong. Mm. And he's electric, absolutely electric. And you know, so they really, really have come on, and woe betide any opposition now that thinks that reform are just, oh, we just turned up and we don't know what we're doing. And I had it just yesterday, one of the group leaders in a scrutiny committee said, oh, well, you're all new councillors. I said, you know what? I'm sick to death of hearing that we're new councillors. Do you know what, councillor? This ain't rocket science. It's about people, and it's about understanding legislation, and we've got that within weeks. So yeah, bring it on, absolutely. You know, so it's fantastic. We love it, and it's like a family here. It really is. So yeah.
Well, I can't wait to get elections locally where we are in Wirral. We are monitoring the council very carefully, and we're ready.
Are you due them next year?
No, we are not. We are not till 27.
Ah. Uh-huh.
So it's a long wait, but it gives us plenty of time to prepare and get our ground established. But we're doing a lot of work in monitoring and interfering with what the council are doing. But one of the things you mentioned earlier was that you had applied and got this grant for Levelling Up grant.
Levelling Up fund, yeah.
Yeah, and it's one of the things that I've been aware of, that there seems to be all these tranches of central government money which come to councils in various guises. For levelling up, for this and that. And when I look at how it's spent, in Wirral at least, it's almost entirely squandered. They take it, they put it in for some prep project for some councillors, and the money is wasted.
Yeah, well, this is the beauty of having the majority we have, because we now chair every scrutiny committee. So we oversee all of that now, whereas previously it would have been within opposition, and the opposition keeps saying to us, "Oh, well, in the past, it used to be the opposition would chair the scrutiny committees," and we said, "Well, you didn't do a very good job, did you?" And so we're not playing by the old rules. So we are chairing every scrutiny committee because it's the end of the day, it's our name on the ticket, so to speak. So we oversee that. So it's very much more, or we hope it will be, and it will be very much more focused. And actually, we've had examples of every councillor gets £2,000 a year to give to a charity or what have you, to for locally within their seat. And there's one particular champion who actually gets 10,000. And we've discovered this 10,000 has been paid out every year to some fella. And I won't go into the details because I don't want to get done for libel. No receipts, no outcomes, no telling us what's happened. So we've stopped that. We said, no, it's going to go to a proper formulated charity who will tell us what they've done with that money and show us what they've done with that money, and they will supply receipts and so on and so forth. So it was that kind of nonsense that's been going on for years. It's not just Lancashire, but everywhere has been run so badly. And actually, I'll give an example. As you were saying about how have new councillors done? Well, I'm a new councillor as well. And when we go to full council, as I said, it is quite a nerve-wracking, or it has been quite a nerve-wracking situation. And I sat there the other week and I just saw and looked at what the people who are remaining from the old guard, the old legacy parties, and I thought, you know what? They're not very bright. So what am I worried about? And I'm serious, they're really not,
No, they're not. I'm gonna say.
and they've been running stuff. He said the only reason they're united is their hatred against reform. I mean, it's the hatred against us from the opposition is tangible in here. You can literally cut it with a knife sort of thing. And Nigel thinks exactly the same there. And it's because we've got competent people who have been had lives before politics. All the opposition that we have here are career politicians, not very good at career politics because they haven't progressed past council, but just absolutely clueless. So no fear.
And what about your local press coverage? Are you getting a fair shake of the stick with the local press, do you feel?
Yes, I think we are. That's changed recently, very recently, in the last few weeks, because the opposition have suddenly taken the gloves off and they're feeding the media. So unless we start feeding the media, the beast will eat, it will feed upon us. So we're starting to do that now. But yeah, no, we've had fairly good media and fairly good crack of the whip. But one thing I've kind of discovered is the media here, and I think nationally, are so left wing bent as well. Independent, Guardian, so on and so forth. Locally, there's something called the online paper. We think about 11 people subscribe to called the Lead. They never give us a fair crack of the whip. I mean, you could literally say what we've done is we've given every resident in Lancashire £10,000 each as a thank you, and everything else still will carry on wonderfully. They'd still criticise us. You just can't do right for doing wrong. Kind of got to ignore them. But yeah, no, we're getting some good media, but that will also derive. We've got to balance the budget, and we've been going through that process for the last months. And we've got to deliver the services. If we keep doing that, and we are doing that by all the stuff I've told you, and we've got to remember, we've only been in post 6 months. If we keep delivering like we are, you can't deny the facts for too long. At some stage, they're going to have to admit that actually reform in Lancashire are doing a cracking job, and we are doing a cracking job. And we're running the ship now, and we're running the ship very, very well. And they can't deny that eventually.
I haven't been following what's been going on in Lancashire too closely because just been busy with other things. But one of the things that I did spot was that you had come up with a decision not to go ahead with any fracking. Is that right?
Well, no, I mean, we support fracking. We drill, baby, drill. on all areas.
And you run the council, Simon, so what's stopping you?
Yeah. The damage to fracking was done a long time ago in Lancashire. The argument was lost a long time ago. And before we came into post, actually, I remember it was during the election campaign, they had to, at national government's behest, concrete in their wells.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Now, I know the chief executive, Francis, lovely man, a great man. And I said to him, I'm no expert. Does that mean it's over? And he said, yeah. He said, pretty much technically, when you've concreted these things in, it's pretty impossible to open
But you could drill another one, though, Simon.
You could. And we should.
Yeah.
And we will. And when companies like Cadrilla and others are ready to do that, then whilst Reform are in charge, that will happen.
Right.
But we do have to make sure they're tested first. Safe.
But I mean, I know.
There's new technology out as well, which we've been made aware of, that really lessens the blow. But yeah, no, absolutely. Look, we should be drilling.
I know a little bit about this, and even the central government reports which they've commissioned have come back and said there's no real reason not to go fracking. There's nothing. And on the one hand, they say, you know, we can't afford to do any fracking in case we set off earthquakes or whatever. And then on the other hand, they're going to bury 200 million tons of toxic waste in the Irish Sea and the carbon capture. And now that's pumped into the rocks.
Yeah.
How is that not going to start?
Absolutely. Whilst we've got a Labour government, and particularly whilst we've got a head of the ball like Ed Miliband's, we're not going to make much progress on that. So again, it comes down to, we've got to get reform in a national government because we can change the primary legislation. Let me give you an example. I know Nigel was up in Falkirk at the weekend, made some very good speeches. Now, you've got just opposite that coastline of Scotland, you've got Norway, who people would think are very environmentally friendly and so on and so forth. They've got 250 new oil and gas wells plotted on their coastline, just miles away from Scotland, to develop over the next months, years, whatever it is. 250, because they can see the common sense in it.
Yeah.
Whilst meantime, let's look a few miles over to Scotland, and you've scared off all the drilling companies through Ed Miliband's net zero, but also the fact they tax these companies at 78%.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Absolute nonsense. So whilst we've got mad Miliband with his mad net zero in place, and I do believe it could be next year that this election happens, I really do, it's hard because they, you know, it, local government is one thing, but national government does interfere. It does, you know, on those sort of levels. So we need that gone. And then we need to drill, baby drill, for oil, for gas. We need nuclear modular units in place. And we need to stop this nonsense. And then we can get our energy costs and our bills in our houses and our businesses down to a proper, decent level.
Yeah.
But again, there's no problem with drilling in Lancashire. It just has to happen.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I thought you'd maybe taken a kind of policy decision that you wouldn't go ahead with fracking. You know,
no, as I say, the fracking argument was lost years ago in Lancashire. And once they concreted in the wells, then it was kind of over. But I think there's a definitely huge future for fracking. There really is.
Okay. Well, I'm pleased. I was a bit worried when I heard that.
Don't worry, Dan. We got it.
Yeah, good. Well, my last question was going to be, are you enjoying yourself?
Loving it.
I don't think I have to ask that because just having spoken to you for the last half an hour, I think it's quite obvious that you're thoroughly enjoying yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. It's born to do this, as is every other 53 other councillors as well. I would say, have you heard the song by, what's her name, Ray? Baby, Where's My... It's doing the hits at the moment, Baby, Where's My Husband?
Yeah.
That's a song my wife, and I know everyone else's partner, sings an awful lot these days, because honestly, we're here 7:30 to 7:30, and weekends as well. I mean, we just are absolutely non-stop, but I love every single second of it, and I know everyone else does as well.
Work is not work. If you're motivated, if you've got a project that you're trying to fulfill, and you're excited and motivated to do it, that's the best kind of work you can get.
Well, I'll tell you now, if I win the lottery on Friday, and I believe me, I play regularly trying. If I win 20 million on Friday, I'm still coming back here on Monday. That's how much we enjoy it.
Yeah, okay. Just moving right very briefly on that CCS project I was talking about. We are very strong in Wirral reform that we want to try and stop this because it's a completely experimental project. And I noticed that the one you mentioned about Scotland, the Acorn project, which is the same kind of thing up in the north of Scotland, has now stopped. And we are determined that because this CCS project in Liverpool Bay could affect the whole of the northwest of England. You know, if they bury 200 million tons of CO2 out in the Irish Sea and it starts to leak, it affects you as
yeah.
well.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. I'm not aware. I've got to be honest. I'm not on top of
Let
it.
Let me see. I'll send you some stuff on it because we're trying to get Sarah Poach and an estimate.
Is this carbon capture?
Carbon capture and storage, yeah.
I've never understood what the hell that is. It's some machine that goes around. Well, it's just nonsense.
I know a bit about the HyNet project, which is in Wirral. And basically what they're doing is the gas used to come in from the Hamilton field out in the Irish Sea. And it came in and they're using the same pipes to take back hydrogen and carbon dioxide. They're taking it back out, pumping it back into the same thing that they used to get the oil and gas out from, pumping it and using the they're using the same pipes. It's an accident waiting to happen.
It is, yeah, sounds it, absolutely. It's the same craziness. It's just driving all this
ideology.
Green agenda.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just based on
ladies
an ideology.
And gentlemen, there is nothing wrong with the planet. There's a big shiny thing in the sky called the sun, and that is what has always driven our planet's temperature and its environment. That's what's doing it. It's nothing to do with carbon capture. I mean, it doesn't sound ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
It's the cost of it's colossal. It's just...
Yeah, I bet it is. Yeah, but that is a good point. Follow the money. Let's see who's making money out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And every one of those green projects, you follow the money and you see what's really going on. Yeah, quite right.
Great. Well, look, thanks very much indeed. I know you're very busy, Simon. I know I do appreciate the time you've taken to come back on the podcast.
No, I appreciate you inviting me.
And maybe in another 6 months, we can do it again and get...
Well, I'll tell you what, let's do it this way, Ken. You come up here and we'll do it in one of our lovely offices up here and you can actually see and feel it then.
Yeah, I'd love to.
We'll do that.
Yeah, after Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely after Christmas. Yeah. Thank you very much, Ken.
Thanks again, Simon.
Cheers, mate.
Just now. Bye. Bye.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.